We have a very good panel, I have to say, very complete panel here for this workshop. First of all, well, I will just proceed like this. Mr. Bruno Rabina, that you already know from the European Investment Bank, Mr. Bjorn Gabriel, also from the European Investment Bank, Mr. Marco Nassedo from the Sardinia region that you also met already, Mrs. Rona Michi, that's a new speaker that we have. She is an expert on financial instruments, and she comes from the University of Strathclyde. And Mr. Alessandro Valenza, who also is an expert on financial instruments and works at the Phi Compass, works for Phi Compass together with other colleagues. And he is the person responsible for all the Phi Compass deliverables, all the documents and guidance that are going to be issued. As you know, the objectives of this seminar is to go through, basically three basic guidance documents that have been issued or will be issued very soon by Phi Compass. These documents are, first of all, the action plan, then we will have the ex ante, and then we will have the advice on financial products. You will have time to know what each of these products are about. We are going to discuss about them in a minute. But the idea is that we concentrate on these three sets of documents or sets of guidance that will help you and will help the stakeholders and the implementers of financial instruments in the setting up and design of financial instruments. Then at the very end of the session, we will have a look, we will have an overview of what the upcoming Phi Compass deliverables are about. But let's concentrate on these three for the time being. And I was mentioning that, first of all, we will deal with the action plan. For this, first of all, I would like to give the floor to Mrs. Rona Michi, and I would like her to explain to us what is the action plan and why is it so important for us to deal with it? Yes, thank you very much. It says Alessandra Valenza, but actually Alessandra and Rona work together. Please, Rona.
Thank you, Amparo. Can we move on to the next slide?
You have a...
Thanks. My role here today is mainly to try and bring in the lessons learned from the 2007-13 program and highlight where this is fed into the approach for the new period. And it was clear in 2007-13 that the regulation under which financial instruments were operating was somewhat vague in terms of the provisions. And it was still somewhat geared towards grants more than financial instruments. And because of this, managing authorities in the previous program period very much went through a process of learning by doing. Many lacked experience of financial instruments. As we've heard earlier, some did have extensive experience, but often domestically funded financial instruments. And that was quite a different proposition from when co-financing financial instruments under structural funds. So for everybody involved, I think it's fair to say it was a very steep learning curve. And so the learning from this period has fed into the new regulation. And so now we have provisions in the CPR, in the Delegated Act, and in the Implementing Act, which provide sort of mandatory and processes and methodologies which will hopefully provide a sort of a stronger set of building blocks with which to build up a financial instrument implementation approach within a program. And I think the steps can be viewed in terms of a life cycle of financial instruments. So from, if you see the compass on the right-hand side here, from the design stage to the setup stage, implementation and winding up, and an action plan approach can be extremely useful because what happens in each of these stages feeds into the next, and the quality, for example, of your ex-ante assessment will then inform your investment strategy, which will inform the business plans which you develop along with financial intermediaries who will then go on and implement these, and it informs what's in the contracts with financial intermediaries, the terms and conditions you set, really the financial planning and ultimately the success of the instrument itself, right the way through to the winding up phase, or before that, what you do with your legacy returns. So each of these building blocks is extremely important, and I think the action plan approach helps you go through that in a holistic and a logical manner. So, I think.
Already Ampa represent me like the scapegoat of the financial product. And one thing, I mean, if you go on the next slide, and we got really a little bit on the presentation. What we try to do is starting for the four phases, which are design, setup, implementation, and winding up. We try to frame them in the main activities. So what was the purpose of the action plan was going from the theoretical four phases. We try to synchronize the operational life of the financial instruments with the regulation. And we frame them in activities, which try to be much operational as possible. So for example, if we go to the design phases, you see, from the very beginning, the reference of the financial instruments, and the ex-ante assessment, the selection of implementation option, blah, blah, until the formulation and signature of the funding agreement. So you see, I mean, here already, that we have the main, the activities, how they are in the consequence, in the logical sequence. And, of course, the thing is that we try to make it an abstraction. So maybe sometimes there is a distance between the real life and what you find in our fact sheet. But what we try to do is try to do like to build a common understanding, a common way to interpret it. So if we say in implementation, all we mean the same. If we say design, all we mean the same. This was a huge effort that we do. The next, I mean, we go to the setup phases. And again, you find all the things that are required by the regulation, but we try also to introduce something that comes directly from the operational experience. For example, the setting up of the operational structure. Today, for example, we learn from the Hungarian experience that the combination between the grant and financial instruments, which is a very nice and something that is more than nice, something that is due to do, and which is, of course, will maximize the effect of financial instruments. But then, this is what you've write in your proposed strategy, probably, but then you have to arrange your operational mechanism, and arrange the operational mechanism. You mean combining what you have in the managing authority and what you have in the running financial instruments. I think that our Hungarian colleague will be much more often than in the managing authority office than what is already here. So, because then you have to synchronize the operations. No? And so this is something that we put in our action plan to evidence that this is something that we are not to forget. And sometimes we see that since we are two different worlds that are facing, 27 years probably is not enough, two different worlds, the world of the operational program and the world of financial instruments, sometimes we working more as a managing authority and operation, we forget about this setting up of the operational structure, which is incredibly important. Because if you're not pushing for having an operational structure in place, which is taking probably details, how are you challenging, are you training people, and blah, blah, maybe you are losing a lot of efficiency in your instruments. And sometimes I put myself on the other side, we are much more concerned about legislation, admissibility, and blah, blah, and we don't think about these technicalities. And there is also vice versa. So another thing is that this fact sheet try to speak two different languages, the language of the managing authority and the language of financial intermediaries. So what we try to do is not only to speak with the managing authorities, but also try to make understanding the financial intermediaries, which are the implication of working with the magic word of cohesion policy. The next slide is the implementation. Again, we try to restructure all the implementation phase through flows, so financial flows, control flows, information flows, and we try to make a rationale of all these things try to also combine different regulation requirements. And then, last, the winding up. Of course, this is not, we learned already today that this is not what happens often. What is the, the majority of the funds and the majority of financial instruments survive to the operational program. But anyway, we try to structure all the logic of the financial instruments so from the very birth to the death, let's say. So it's also good that if you are envisage any exit or and winding up of your project, you have also have in mind that somewhere in your funding agreement you have to take these things clearly. So this is how we structure basically the four phases into different activities. And next slide, please. Thank you. A couple of beer after. And then the action plan try to move into operational phases. Try to, as I already say, having a clear picture of the life cycle and to link the regulation with the management and operational life of financial instruments. Also try to have a common conceptual framework. So this is why important to understand how FICOMPASS works. We are working with EIB, EIF, and the Commission, because I think that we need to be on the same pages. But at the same time, what we are, and this is something I will repeat to you as a mantra in the next 1 hour. I know that I will bore you, but I'm paid for it. That this is also based about empiric experience. Because the problem that the financial instrument is not a theory. It's not something that you look and read in the book of history. Or it's even not if you go in the university library, you find a book about the implementation of financial instruments on cohesion policy. We rely on your experience. So what will be, Björn, correct me if I'm wrong, is that FICOMPASS is a platform. It's something where we build something together. It's an hub for knowledges. So don't interpret these things all like a Bible. Also, the Bible was a cooperative process. So this is intended to be the same. So we try to build something that upon which, like a Lego bricks, we build our knowledges. So Commission, IB, and your experience, this is at the base of our work. Next slide, please. And again, every of the magic four phases, so design, setup, implementation, winding up, you will find a section into our fact sheet. And the section, and I will take the remote then, is organized with the different, with explanation of the different activities. We frame them, and you have an explanation, of course, a synthetic explanation of the activities, and also we try to make some tips, operational tips, something that we get back from the experience again. Also, we try to make a clear. We try to visualize the process. So every phases, you find the frame with the tips and the description of the activities, and the chart. Anticipate the next.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Alessandro and Rona. Thank you very much. You mentioned very clearly that, well, all this guidance document is based on experience. And here I would like to ask, well, our first experience that we had today, if you recognize yourself in this life cycle that Alessandro just mentioned here, and if you would like to add something based on your own experience.
Yes, I agree with Alessandro. I agree because we had and now have the problems to understand the context to improve a good specific strategies, because it's very important to understand, for example, economical or growth context in Sardinia. And now we are evaluating, for example, some quality factors. to increase our capacity to support or capacity supporting enterprises. And I agree because it's very important to have a clear scheme, a clear strategy, and bullet points or a methodological scheme. It's very important. For example, now we are developing a new products, or we are refinancing the same, but with some difference about the context in these years, for example. And we are evaluating investment, innovation, research and development project expansion in new markets, from Sardinia to Italian market or European market. And we are developing a strategy with this kind of plan. And I agree because it's very important to have a clear ideas.
Thank you very much. While Alessandro was explaining about the action plan, I saw some nodding in the room. Would anybody else like to add something or reflect on a bit further? Yes, please. Is there another microphone? Thank you.
Thank you. Just to agree with Alessandro, I think. I mean, that what you're reflecting there, I think, is the experience we've had in Wales as we've been developing our 2014-2020 instruments. Just an observation that a lot of it's parallel. It's not sort of a linear activity, is it? So I know you've got the four steps there within the life cycle. But for example, we're paying a lot of attention at the moment in terms of the winding up, you know, because that plays into how you develop the legal structure and the funding agreement at the front end. You need to define in that, you know, how the managing authority or the competent authority will reuse the funds at a later date. So I think this looks like it could be quite helpful. And it certainly mirrors our experience. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yes, please.
Also, it's important to understand, because Alessandro told this point, setting up operational structure, because it's very interesting to understand how managing authorities that every day do other things, not developing a financial instrument, can collaborate with financial intermediates and also with the banks and private. Because it's very important to have a group that is linked strongly to design and set up this instrument. And it's not a little thing to understand how link these different groups of interest, these different stakeholders. It's very important to have a clear idea to how organize the work, how to managing these financial instruments, because we had this kind of problem at the beginning, because managing authorities or Sardinian departments didn't have the people that can do all things. And it's important to have, for example, a society or department or a specific partner that can link different stakeholders. And we had at the beginning this kind of problem, for example.
I guess it relates to this change of culture that is needed, and that we are little by little,
because
improving.
There are different interests, of course. There are different point of views to understand and to develop in the financial instrument. And it's important to have a clear strategy that is for all stakeholders, not for one or two.
Thank you. Yes, please. There's a question there. Could we have the microphone there at the middle, please?
Thank you. Györgyi Nikos, Hungarian Cohesion Policy Attaché. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have to say that I am still a little bit confused. And my question is about the Commission is preparing a lot of guidances which have to link the regulation to the implementation. I just wonder what will be the added value of your action plan looking these guidances, what will be the linkages between these tools. I am saying it also because we have a strange experience with our financial instruments. On one hand, we are best practices, for example, combining loan, microcredit and grants. On the other hand, we have almost permanent discussion with the Commission Audit Unit, DG Regio Audit Unit, clarifying different issues linked to these financial instruments. I wonder how can you help, I don't know, with the guidances or with your action plan to solve these kind of problems. Thanks.
If I may.
Yes, please.
thanks for the question. Well, I think your question had several parts. The first part was how does the regulatory guidance that the Commission colleagues actually prepare relate to the, let me say, FICOMPASS process guidance and manuals that are produced? Well, the CPR, the regulation, is essentially following the main implementation steps. If you look at the articles and how they sort of in the numerical order follow the start of the financial instrument all the way again to the winding up and the use of resources thereafter. What we try to do, not only with the action plan document here or manual, but in principle all other FICOMPASS guidance that we produce or manuals that we produce, is to add into that the operational insights really from the ground, from managing authorities. Like in this case, for example, we also consulted with a number of managing authorities. We go out there, we say, okay, if you look at the life cycle of financial instruments, do you think it makes sense to break it down into these four main phases? Yes, no. What have you encountered? What would be useful additional information for you to find? Checklists, tips, hints, etc., that go well beyond the legal guidance that you find in the Commission documentation, but that try to bring in the realities of managing authorities who work with structural funds on a daily basis, but also the reality of financial intermediaries who implement the instruments on the ground. So if you so wish, we add an additional operational insight on top, which is not compulsory. I mean, what is compulsory is the regulation, clearly. We're just trying to be helpful by bringing in additional experiences in helping you to make it work based on the experience that others have actually already had. Your second question was more about the, I think, audit-related. One of the documents or one of the manuals that we will come up with possibly at the beginning of next year refers to the implementation of financial instruments. In there, when it comes to setting up the monitoring and reporting mechanisms, etc., there we plan to go more into detail to show how others have actually set up these instruments and these monitoring and control systems. How you can benefit from that in order to make it, so to say, audit-proof. Because whenever we issue a guidance document or, well, a manual or a handbook, we discuss it also with our colleagues in the European Commission. So we're trying to offer a route and information to you that provides you, let me say, with a somehow a corridor that is safe to walk on. And that is essentially what the idea behind the manuals is. Is that answering your question to a certain extent? We cannot rubber stamp anything that is done in a particular country or under a particular operational program. We're trying to offer the sort of upstream generic guidance, advice, tips, hints, checklists that can help you to make it work. I think that is the intention behind it.